In Matt Groening's brilliant cartoon collection, School is Hell, he catalogs the 9 types of college professors. My favorite is number 7, the single theory to explain everything maniac. The thought bubble above Professor number 7's head reads, "The country that controls magnesium controls the universe." But when they're not crackpots, big thinkers can write the most provocative academic books. After all, these intellectuals aren't interested in yet another close reading of Beowulf. Instead, they propose huge synthetic interpretations of entire cultures. Take, for example, a new book entitled The Real Thing, Imitation and Authenticity in American Culture, 1880 to 1940. Its author, Miles Orvell, is a professor of literature and American studies at Temple University, and he claims that the tension between imitation and authenticity is a primary force in American civilization. Though it's more plausible, Orvell's theory is to him what magnesium is to Professor number 7. It provides Orvell with an explanation for 60 years of American history, making sense of everything from permanent wave machines to the USA trilogy of John Dos Passos. Orvell begins his study in mid-19th century America, where he identifies imitation as the center of the new consumer culture. The middle class in particular tried to boost their status by filling their homes with fake medieval furniture, wax fruit, and linoleum, which back in the 1860s was patterned to look like marble. In addition to imitations of things, there were also imitations of experiences. Coney Island Amusement Park offered a series of simulated disasters like the Johnstown flood, the fall of Pompeii, and a burning 4-story building that was repeatedly set ablaze and extinguished. But Orvell argues that by the early 20th century, people began to hunger for reality. Advertisers created product slogans that stressed authenticity. Vermont Made is a syrup with that real maple sugar flavor. Hires has real root juices, and beginning with a campaign in 1940, Coke is the real thing. The effort to capture the essence of things also motivated modernism. Gertrude Stein tried to discover words as authentic things cut loose from symbolic reference. A rose is a rose, and so on. Architects like Frank Lloyd Wright preached functionalism, while photographers like Paul Strand glorified the machine in his snaps of giant automobile wheels and typewriter keys. Orvell concludes his argument in the trash heap. He says postmodern art scavenges there after having given up the quest for authenticity. But he claims that the tension between imitation and authenticity still influences us. We live vicariously through TV and then go camping to connect with nature. Unfortunately, if postmodern art has wound up in the dump, Orvell's book, despite its intelligence, probably won't fare much better. This is because The Real Thing, like most other university press books, has an unreal price, $37.50 for hardback and $14.95 for paper. It's a shame that these big think books are destined for the gulags of university libraries, where they'll be read by such tiny audiences.